Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Empower Your Life Summit. I am Sue Erta. I'm your host for this incredible event, and I've had the amazing honor of talking to each of these 21 authors from the new book, Empower Your Life. And I will tell you that each of them is living a life that is empowered in its own right. These women are, I said already, they're amazing. They're really ordinary women who are living extraordinarily in some way in their own lives, and they are all helping people to live more empowered, live more freely, live with more peace and calm and ease and adventure in their own lives. That's what they're doing, and that's why they're here, sharing their stories and lessons with you, because we know that's why you're here listening today. And I am so grateful that you're here and giving yourself this gift. Right now today, I'm really happy to present to you Jessica Tucker. She is an incredible author, incredible teacher, and she has a lot to share with you. So I'm going to read a brief introduction, and then we'll get started talking with her. Jessica Tucker is a teacher, writer, and healer who is passionate about helping people of all ages become the best version of themselves. She has diplomas in community social service work and early childhood education. For the past 10 years, Jessica has traveled the world teaching English to children and providing after-school care and daycare. She also teaches infant massage to parents. Jessica is a certified yoga teacher and Reiki 2 practitioner and incorporates crystals into her work to better assist her clients in their healing journey. She lives with her family in Calgary. And Jessica, I am happy to talk with you today. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks, Sue. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. And I'm so happy to talk to you. I know you have a new baby, and I'm so excited for you. This is such a wonderful thing, and the energy in your house is changing, and it's beautiful, and I'm so happy, and congratulations on all that. Just wonderful.
Thank you very much. It's been a very exciting year. I feel like I've given birth to two babies, my newborn baby, but also this book, my creative baby. So it's quite an honor.
Yeah, that's great. That's wonderful. And, you know, often people refer to writing a book as birthing something, too, so that's a great analogy. And I know today your topic is darkness has its teaching, which is kind of interesting. And I know that the people who are listening have probably either experienced something dark in their lives or are experiencing some darkness in their lives right now. And so I know that there's a lot here that you have to say about this. I wonder if you'll tell us, why did you title this interview that, Darkness Has Its Teaching, and also the chapter in the book, why did you name it that?
Well, to be honest, it's from this song by Trevor Hall. It's called You Can't Rush Your Healing. And for me, when I heard this song, that one lyric, Darkness Has Its Teaching, just popped out to me. And I think it's so true. I think within all experiences, whether it's positive or negative, there's always something that you can learn from it. And even though it's hard to see it when you're in the moment, looking back at my experience that I write about in my chapter, I can be, okay, this is what I've learned. This is where I want to go now. And again, it's just, you can take so much out of all your experiences, and I think it's the responsibility of the person to find that lesson and to grow with it. So that's why I wanted to title it Darkness Has Its Teaching. And again, it's from a really great song, Trevor Hall, You Can't Rush Your Healing. Have a listen.
I don't have that question before. I'll have to listen for that and look that up. I bet it's on YouTube. That's great. Jessica, you wrote in your chapter about spiritual intervention. Can you tell us how has spiritual intervention impacted your journey?
So during my experience, a lot of times we talk about the flight or fight when your body either fights or flight. And there's also a third one that we don't really talk about, and that's freeze. And during my assault, I froze. And I just lie there. And it wasn't until a voice told me to find my voice that I finally was able to speak up. And this voice was really persistent. And it wasn't my voice. It was a different voice. So for me, that was the first time that a spiritual intervention happened. And then also for my second suicide attempt, I also was like, if I'm supposed to be here, then you know, spirit has to intervene. And my fiance came home early than expected, and he told me that he just had this really weird feeling that he needed to come home ASAP. And so, again, that's twice spiritual intervention helped me during my experience. And since then, it's just amazing how when you ask, you might find a certain book. Or when we moved to Fort McMurray after leaving Chile, you know, I was looking for a counselor, and this counselor came out of nowhere, and she helped me so much finding self-love again, finding myself. So, you know, it's just amazing how when, again, the spirit is there to help us, you know, we just have to ask for it and listen. And so for me, that's definitely how spiritual intervention helped me through my journey.
So let me ask you this. You say we have to ask. If we don't ask, spirit is still there anyway, right? So how do we know, like, how do we get more aware of that?
Spirit is definitely there for you. I think with that, it's a matter of just opening yourself up. You can, you know, there's different ways that you can do that. You can talk to spirit, listen to spirit. I think spirit, when they want you to listen, they'll give you signs. So, you know, for me in Chile during my healing, I saw a lot of white feathers. You know, I would often hear like this really loud buzzing noise in my ear. And I think it's just a matter of really allowing yourself to open yourself to spirit. And I think, you know, each person can do so in so many different ways. I think for me, the way I see it, it's a very personal journey. And I think that how you open yourself up to spirit is how whatever you need to do. So for me, it was different. You know, I did a lot of counseling sessions, meditation, yoga, and somebody else might find a different way to have that, to open themselves up to spirit. So again, I think it's a very individual experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And we just have to be aware and asking is great, though, because it's true. I've done that before, too. It's like when you ask, it's like, wow, they really respond. And it's really exciting when that happens. It's like this affirmation or confirmation or validation even that we didn't even know that we could ask for, but it's there all the time. So that's cool.
Exactly.
You know, I read your chapter in the book, and it's really very interesting and quite compelling, and I know that it will touch a lot of people who are reading it. In the chapter, you wrote about your sexual assault, and later at the end of the chapter, you called this person a rapist. Can you explain this to me?
Yes. So for me, it's really important that however you define rape or sexual assault is often how you might explain your experience. So for me, the definition of rape is penetration with a penis, object, or fingers into, you know, a mouth, vagina, or your anus. Whereas the law defines rape as penetration with a penis into a vagina. So for me, it was very difficult to be like, well, what happened to me? Was it a sexual assault or was it rape? Even though the feeling of being violated and the feelings that I had afterwards, when I looked into it and talked to other people, it was the same. So for me, I guess I kind of go between sexual assault and rape just because of, I guess, my comfort level, to be honest. He violated me and you know, I to me, he's a rapist. So that's why I called him a rapist, even though I say sexual assault in the book. I think, again, it's your definition of rape and sexual assault, if that makes any sense. And I apologize if not.
No, it makes perfect sense. And, you know, I think that some people, you know, they feel like, oh, well, rape is a strong word if that wasn't the penetration that the law is talking about. And yet it's that feeling of being violated that is really what is there. And that's what you're describing. And that's what so many people, you know, I did not have that experience myself of sexual assault or rape. And I did not, so I, you know, I don't fully understand. I mean, I can empathize with that in a way, but I don't understand those feelings that you must have had. But I know so many women and a few men who have experienced it as well. And it's tough, and they carry it with them often for their whole lives. And for you, you took the lessons from it and moved forward with that in your life, and yet it did greatly affect you. I know you're helping other people with this in their own lives too. Can you tell us, Jessica, how can we empower men and women who are healing from sexual assault or rape?
For me, I would say to allow that person to heal the way that they need to heal, to trust their healing process and to hold space with them. So don't tell them how to heal. Just be beside them. Let them know how much they're loved. You know, be there for them. And again, I think with English and with the English language, we have, you know, must, should, shouldn't. And to me, when I was healing and I would hear that, I would feel powerless, like I didn't know how to heal myself. And so just being there for them, again, holding space with them, and just trusting their healing process. So, you know, my friend in Chile was amazing. I felt the need to eat meat, because I was a vegetarian when it happened, and she came with me, and I ordered a steak, and she just held space with me while I ate it. She was like, "What would cheer you up?" And I was like, "You know that episode in Friends when they try on wedding dresses?" And she's like, "Well, let's do that." You know, she just kind of trusted my healing process, and I think that's really important. That's how we can help empower men and women who have been sexually assaulted or raped to trust their healing process. They know what's best on how to heal. And, you know, as a friend, family member, public authority, whatever role you play in that person's life, just trust their healing process, you know.
Hmm. Yeah. You know, I'm wondering, so to help somebody that is going through this, and, you know, so I'm not a counselor, I'm not anybody, so anybody that has experienced it and knows specifically what to do, but what you said is so simple and beautiful. Hold the space for them and allow them to heal in their own way. And I know that some people might need more guidance than that. You know, like I know some younger people have experienced this, and they don't know maybe, or they don't know how to tap into their own, you know, processes themselves. Maybe they don't know how to do that. But what would you suggest for that? Like, is a counselor a good idea, or is a therapist, a psychiatrist? How does that work?
I think, you know, definitely reaching out to get some professional help, I think, is important. I know for myself, that's what I really needed. And again, each person's different. But I feel that for something like this, it would be important to have a counselor. So again, when I say trust their healing process, you know, also make sure there's professional help too. And, you know, there's different ways that you can help somebody find a counselor. You can go with them to their appointment if that's what they need. You can be there for them after they have their appointment if they need to, or before. And for the person who needs to find a counselor, you know, there's so many different organizations, so many different NGOs, nonprofit agencies that they can reach out to. You know, I'm from Canada, so I know what's in Canada. But for those all around the world that are listening, you know, really, if you have a friend who, or you know someone who is, who has been sexually assaulted or raped, if you want, do the research for them, you know, and hand it to them, and just let them know, hey, I know this is tough. Let's do this together. I found some places. What do you think? Would you like to come with me? And we'll check it out.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. The loving support and being there for them and helping them if you can. That's great. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the news and in the media and in the world, really, and people are kind of coming to be supportive of people who have been sexually assaulted or raped. And there's this Me Too movement that's out there. What does the Me Too movement mean to you?
I just think, yay, it's about time. Yeah, for me, I think it's very empowering for men and women. And it's not just for assault or sexual harassment. You know, it's for equal pay, equal rights. So I just really think it's such a positive step for women and men who have been sexually assaulted or sexually harassed to just kind of step out of their shame and guilt and say, yeah, you know what, we have a support group. We have others who have experienced this and they're speaking out and it's not just me. I'm not alone. Cause that's one of the things that I really felt. I was isolated. I was alone. You know, it's all by myself. Especially being in Chile where I didn't speak the language, I was by myself. I felt very, very isolated. So for me, I love it. I think it allows people to find the courage to say, yeah, me too. You know, we're in this together.
Yep. I think it's so important that we all support everyone on a journey like this because it is part of a journey. You know, it's everybody's life journey there. So, Jessica, what are your plans for the future?
Okay. So right now we have a newborn baby and a toddler. So right now, life is pretty busy. So right now I'm focusing on adapting and adjusting. But after things have kind of settled down, I'm really looking forward to start infant massage sessions. So again, it's teaching parents how to massage their babies. And there's so many benefits to infant massage. And again, if you'd like to find more information, please contact me on that. I'm looking forward to becoming a Reiki master and completing a few other courses that I've signed up for online, such as Life Coach. I'm really looking forward to that. There's IET, which is Integrated Energy Therapy. So there's so many things I'm really looking forward to. I can't wait to restart my website. I started my website and then I found out I was pregnant. So everything kind of went to the back burner. So I'm really looking forward to starting my own healing business. So that's what's going to happen in the future. When in the future, I don't know yet, but right now we're just enjoying our baby girl and our big boy, our 3-year-old. So again, yeah, that's the plan. When? I'm not
that's
too
great.
Sure, but.
Yeah. Hey, the perfect timing. It will all happen perfectly. That's great. So,
exactly.
So great. So Jessica, so then how can people get in touch with you if you don't have your website up yet?
So right now you do have my email address and also my phone number. So people can contact me via email or text messages. I would answer the phone, but just because there is a newborn baby, I'm just asking for text messages. And then we can always plan a time that I can call you. Just because if the baby's sleeping and I'm in the room with her.
Okay.
I want her to stay asleep. But yeah, definitely email and text messages would be
okay.
The best
would
way.
You actually, will you tell us what those are, your email and your text message number?
Yeah. So my email is jessica.tucker, T-U-C-K-E-R, 133@gmail.com. And my phone number is 780-972-0003.
Okay, great. And your text message number? Oh, you did that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No worries.
I'm with you. I promise. So, Jessica, if someone reaches out to you and is going to work with you, what can they expect?
So with reaching out to me, they can expect I'll respond to the emails and messages. And depending on what they ask for, we can always plan a distant Reiki session or even a distance integrated energy therapy session, and that's using the energy and love from angels. Also, if anyone wants some suggested readings, about maybe the books that I read or the workbooks that I used through my own healing, I'm more than happy to provide them with suggested reading. So that's what they can expect from me. And then also, again, soon there'll be a website.
Wonderful.
Which will have more information.
Yep, great. That's wonderful. And websites, I know how websites are, so they can, when you know, it's all brewing right now, so you'll have all that stuff in you, and when you're ready, it will just flow beautifully, so that's great. You know, Jessica, it's been great talking with you. I'm so happy that you decided to participate in this project and birth this chapter in the book, because, like I said, I think that this chapter will really be so helpful and inspiring for lots of people. And thank you so much for that. Thanks for being here today, sharing this information, sharing yourself. You know, it is in sharing our stories, I believe, that people can open up to be healed. So I really appreciate that, and I'm so grateful for you being a part of this.
Well, thank you so much. It's been such an honor as well. So thank you so much for this opportunity.
Oh, you're very welcome. And listeners, thank you, too, for giving yourself the gift of these amazing women. I know that you are here listening because you are on a path to empower yourself more in your own life and to feel on a regular basis more joy and ease and grace and be open to the messages that do come to you every single day. So be open to that. Be sure to continue to listen to this summit and all these amazing authors who are in this book, Empower Your Life, and buy that book on launch day, which is March 20th on Amazon, and then come back to our website and receive all of the gifts from our partners and authors just for your purchase on Amazon. Thank you so much for participating. Thank you for the great good that you're doing in the world, and have a beautiful day, everybody. Bye for now.